Every year, more elderly people around the country are becoming homeless. According to federal housing data, more than 20% of homeless people over the age of 50 were living in shelters in 2016, and that figure doesn't include people living on the streets. In Phoenix, a senior center is working closely with this population, and as Kathy Ritchie from KJZZ reports, it's busier than ever.
Talk to some of the staff at Justice Center, and they'll tell you it doesn't take much to become homeless. A bad divorce.
I lived in a $1 million house and drove luxury cars, and it was just all gone one day.
That's Denise Holm. She's 57. For 58-year-old Rudy Solis, the end of his marriage and poor health led to him living on the streets.
I tried fighting for my disability, my Social Security disability. For some reasons, they decided to fight me. It took me long. I lost my condo, my truck, all my belongings I lost.
Both Solis and Holm now work at Justice Center. They've since rebuilt their lives, in part because of the support they received here. Anywhere between 130 and 180 seniors walk through the door every single day. For many of them,
it can be very confusing and disorienting to be homeless.
Barbara Lukowitz is Justice Center's executive director.
And to be able to come to a place and feel safe and be able to sit down and to feel clean, to have clean underwear, to have clean socks, to take a shower, to eat a meal,
are the kind of entry-level services that homeless seniors get here, even before staff work with them to figure out what benefits, like Social Security or veterans benefits, they might be entitled to. Still, just because a person gets Social Security doesn't mean it's enough to be self-sufficient. And that's part of the problem, says Lukowitz. Many seniors are falling through the cracks.
If you're only earning $600 a month in Social Security, you can't get an apartment. I mean, a studio could be $550. So what are you going to do? How are you going to pay for everything else? How are you going to pay for groceries?
Another big issue, housing. Michael Felder helped start Justice Center 11 years ago. He was just 26 at the time.
For those who are 62 and older, they can qualify for HUD and stuff like that. For those in between 55 and 61, it's more difficult, you know. It's a lot difficult to try and find them housing and employment. So we just do what we can do.
Which is pretty much everything, from furnishing a person's new home or bringing them a bag of food at the end of the month when money is really tight, to providing showers and laundry service, even mail. Justice Center is one of the only places in the country, for that matter, that offer these kinds of services. And Lukowitz says they don't rely on government funds. They operate on donations.
Coffee, cups, garbage bags. It sounds simple, but those are things that are used every day at Justice Center. Laundry soap, that's an important part of what we do.
It's unclear how many seniors are living on the streets in the U.S., in many places, including Arizona's Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Tempe, the number of homeless seniors is on the rise. Amy Schwabenländer of Valley of the Sun United Way looked at the available data in the county and...
From 2014 to 2017, in looking at this, what is a bit alarming is that the population 62 years and older has increased by 70% in that time span. It's hard to know without digging into more details why, because the average age of a person experiencing homelessness is 45.
The data is unlikely to surprise those working with this population. In fact, in January, the Maricopa Association of Governments started tracking people 62 and older for the first time in its annual homeless street count after hearing from emergency shelters and service providers that more older adults are accessing services. Lukowitz says there are two types of people Justice Center serves. The chronically homeless like Q, which is a nickname given to her by staff.
Where is your cart?
Is your cart outside?
Will you show her where your cart is?
And those who are in emergency shelters. And Lukowitz says many more seniors, ones that had never experienced homelessness before, are accessing services at Justice Center. Here's Daniel Borquez.
Those are the ones that I really feel for, the new ones, because they have no understanding of the streets and what it's like out here. They get gamed on by people.
Borquez is 67. He spent most of his life in and out of prison. He got out in 2006.
And everything changed. The phones, technology, computers, all that stuff. That stuff was all new to me. It was real scary. I wanted to hurry up and go back.
Like Denise Holm and Rudy Solis, Borquez started volunteering at Justice Center. He was eventually offered a job. It's almost lunchtime, and the main room is filled with seniors carrying backpacks stuffed with personal belongings. A tiny woman with long, matted gray hair walked in for the first time, using a walker. Another man in a wheelchair was dropped off after being released from a skilled nursing facility.
Not everyone is going to be able to stay in their own house. Not everyone is going to be able to age in place. And so those are the people that Justice Center is going to have to help.
Lukowitz says that's something we as a society have to consider. What will it take to address the needs of our most vulnerable? She says political will and community activism are key, and ultimately solutions take money and manpower, something Lukowitz and her team know all too well. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.